Parshas Vayigash, you have the whole drasha of Yehuda to Yosef. So the Vayigash of Yehuda, and he started Adonai Shal Savodav, Adonai Mal Adonav, the whole Sipa Dvarim. And then he says, Ve'ato kivoyel avdecho ovi v'nari neno itonim nafshek shu v'nafshoi v'yikirizkin anav v'meis ki avdecho ora v'sanarmim ovi leimo im leo v'yere lecha v'chotosil ovi kol hayomim. So the Yehuda is saying that the reason that I took responsibility, and b'meila, if I don't bring him to you, I'm going to be choyte kol hayomim. I'll stay an Eved instead of him, and he'll go up with his brothers. So Rashi says, why does it stick in the pasuk? I mean, what's that Yosef's business? It has nothing to do with the Sipat Varim with Yosef. So he answers. Rashi says that it's answering a hidden shaila. Vimtaima, why am I talking more than anybody else? Because I'm the Avdecha Arav Esanar. That's the way Rashi explains the pasuk. There's a shaila here. If the pasuk is telling you why Yehuda is the one to do the talking, he should have started with it. Lamashal, there's a halachim bezdin that if a person tainas on somebody else's behalf, so he can tell him la bald vorm de diat. If I send someone to Taina for me, Besen, the other person can say, I don't know who you are, and I don't want anything to do with you. There's a device called a Hashor, which means you give the person, it's a Shaila in the Gemara, whether it's a Shlichos, whether it's a Shutfis, whatever it is, I have to make the person an integral associate of the din, of whatever it is, of the concern, and then he becomes an interested party, becomes someone that has a standing. But if without that, so Lamaisa, as soon as, I mean, the first thing, what is he talking to Yosef about Binyamin? So he should have started off by saying, Avdecha Arav Esanar. Now that he's hacking in over here, seems to be out of place. I mean, the place to do L'chur should have been the beginning. That's one that could have. A second nekuda around the sinyan also, Chazal say mipnei ma zocha Yehuda lemalchus. Why was Yehuda zeicha lemalchus? So the Gemara says because sheshama mashoviv nosan loy. I think it's a zayah. It's a lashon zayah that he was shema the pikkudin that his father gave him. Lechura, I mean, watching a pikkudin is a chiyuv that every single, I mean, mafkid nifkid is not a halacha of lifnei mishuras hadin. It's a halacha in all, in every person, it's nageya always. I mean, if you're telling a Milan Yehuda, so if you would say the fact that it was Moshe Nefesh to watch the Pikodin, that it was willing to be an Eved, which is probably not the achrayas that a person has, so I could hear. And there are places with Smashma Chazal that it's the extra mishuras Nefesh. But the fact that it was Shema the Pikodin, I mean, Malchus is supposed to be an extraordinary midah. Malchus is supposed to be something that's the Shichmor Lamaila. I mean, there's one Malyama that says because Yehuda jumped first into Yamsuf, that's why he had Malchus. So that we understand that it's a Mesiras Nefesh, he's the first one to do it, but to associate it with, because it says the Loshon Zohar is, he was Shema, he was not to the Pikodin of his father. I mean, fine, that's Mitzar Hilcha Shmir's Pikodin, that's everybody. Another Nekuda on the Inyan of Arvis Bechlal. It's a fascinating parasha, but the Chiddush Kloli of Arvis in the Bria was in Matan Torah. And as the din of Koyesol Nasar Ibn Zelazer was Matan Torah, also by Arvis Moav, by the Orer and the Baruch, it says they were Nichnas Labris of Koyesol Ibn Zelazer. Both Mashmos, there's a whole Arichas in the Medrash in Sheikha Toiv in Perik Ches about Matan Torah. It says, Mipnei Oilim V'yoinkim Yisad Toiz. So there's a whole Inyan, in Matan Torah there was a Kesher of Arvis between the bottom of Klal Yisrael and Klal Yisrael, between Klal Yisrael, Arev, and Zelazer. It was between Matan Torah and the Bris by Arvas Moyav that the Chiddush of Kodesh Arabim Zelazeh became Nischadish. It's warning. Why taka is it in the Inyan of Matan Torah that Arvas was Nischadish? I mean, we normally associate Arvas as sort of a chesed type thing. A person does something, he should care about somebody else doing it. You know, it's the Kodesh Arabim Zelazeh, we sort of look upon it as a chaverus yedidus type of Inyan. Don't look upon it as sort of Torah Inyan. It's not a special. Why was the Chiddush of it given in Matan Torah? If it's a Chiddush in the Gidrei Chesed and Avas Adam L'Chaveiro and so on, it's sort of Avraham Avinu should have been the marker for it. Okay, so let's take a look in the whole Musik. Where is the Sheirish of the Musik of Arvas in the Bria and what is the bezundik nature of Arvas? The Mesil Sisharim in his Akdoma, he speaks about Chayvas Adam Bailamai. What is it? You know, it's the second perek. It's not the Hakdoma, but it's the perek of Chayvas Adam Bailamai. What is a person's avoid in the world? So he starts off by saying that a person was only created les anegal Hashem. Fine. A person understands that Kleach HaTainug is the strongest Kleach that he has, and the place to find it in its strongest form is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a focal point. Good. Then he says, Ukishtistakel Oid Bedava, as I think the Lashon is, if you look at it more, then you'll see that the person is created in this world to be Mizdabik in Hashem. That the shleimus of Adam is only when he's dabik nashem. So we definitely perceive it as a more intense version of the first one. That tainuk is one darga, being dabik in something is a second darga. In the same way, just like ish and isha, the first stage is the misanik zemizeh, and then the dovek vayil basechod and so on. It's an intense form of embracing that which you like and that which you enjoy and it's a shleimus eve of tainuk. Adkan we understand it, and the Mishnah brings different places where it says tainuk, different places where it says tveikus tzedikah shleimus. Fine. Then he says ukeshetis amik oid bedavizeh. When you be misamik deeper in it, you'll see that the whole world is taller in a person. And if a person does mitzvahs ma'isim tovim, he's mala the world with him, because it becomes a kli for it. If a person doesn't do mitzvahs ma'isim tovim, the whole world goes down the drain, and so on and so forth. It seems out of sync with the first two points, and it doesn't even seem to be such a terribly motivating thought. When we tell a person, listen, what you want to do is you want to enjoy life, and the only enjoyment is ruchnius, if you convince the person, it motivates powerfully a person. If you tell a person it's shayach to be dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that same sense of extreme tainug that is v'dovek, you become attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you become one, and all those in Yanim, then it's an intense version of the first one, and it's a very good chayvas adam elav. We understand that. Then he says, and besides, so I tell the person, listen, if you're not going to take care of your health, it's going to start hurting all over. So the person's, and the person knows what pain is, and we tell them, and if you take care of yourself, you're going to enjoy it. So the person does. Then I'll tell him, besides which, other people will also get enjoyment. No time is anybody else's plight or enjoyment meaningful to me as much as myself. Once I focused Avoida on Tainuga Adam and Tveikus Adam, it seems to be totally, it seems like a side point. Say it a big deal. It's like you tell somebody, or uses a muscle. If you tell somebody that, you know, you're going to be, that if you do an Avera, you machrev olamis, hundreds of thousands of olamis to come harv do an Avera. You know, so you politely say, listen, the most I'm worried about is my Gehenim. Those worlds that have become Charev, you know, it's really hard for me to sincerely say that it really keeps me up at night. You know, if I'm not worried about my own Gehenim, those worlds become Charev, well, that's the way things are. You know, I'm not, it's not the, Where does it fit in as the third nekuda? There's a sugya in Babasa, a halachic sugya, a sugya nifla ad me'oid. And like a lot of these in Yanim, where the halacha and the teichin become one on top of another. The sugya of Arvus, that there's a musig of Arvus bechlal. The Gemara says, how do we know that there's such a thing as Arvus? The whole musig of Arvus is a chiddush. How do we know that there's a musig of Arvus? So the Gemara says, so the pasuk says the chsiv anoichi aveno miyarit vakshen. Our sedra, maser of chisto hakablon is he. There's two levels in arvus. There's one arv where a person says I am responsible if the guy doesn't pay, and there's a second dialogue of arv that even if the guy, you can come to me first. The chsiv tno oisal yodi vani ashiveno. It's arv kablon. It's a much deeper arvus. How do you know regular arvus? So bring a pasuk in Mishlei, and then the Gemara says, Oma Meima, Orav de Mishtabit Machloikas Rebuter Reb Yosi. It's a Machloikas, the music of Arav is a Machloikas. The Rebuter de Oma Asmach de Kanya or Mishtabit, the Reb Yosi de Oma Asmach de Kanya or Mishtabit. The Rebuter de Oma Asmach de Kanya or Mishtabit. The Gemara says, it's a problem halachically Arvis that's like a Smachta. Just like if I tell somebody that, you know, if I do this and this, I'm a chayav myself a knas. It doesn't work because it's an asmachta. So when you say that if this person is not going to pay, I'm a chayav myself to pay. It's an asmachta because a person doesn't expect it to happen and there's no ma'aseh kinyan. Whatever asmachta is a shastik sugya in halacha. On Rav Ashi la'meima ha'ma'aseh b'chol yom asmachta lekan yivarv mishtabit. La'ma'aseh there's ma'aseh b'chol yom that asmachta is not kinyan orv is mishtabit. It's not true. In Halacha, we pass in Asmach. It's not Kanya. In Halacha, Arvus is nobody. Everybody holds of Arvus. El Omer Avashi. Bahu Anor, the Kome Hemele Gomo Mishtabit Nafshe. Because of the Hanor that you believe him, and I'm lending somebody money, and I say so, I'm Mishtabit myself. So the Rashbam says, so where is there an answer to Asmachta? Asmachta is always a problem that I'm making a tanai. I'm saying ki'ilu that the thing itself, if this happens, I'm mechayiv myself. A person doesn't think it'll really happen. Nobody who becomes an Arav thinks the labor is not going to pay. So mechateisi becomes mishubit. So he says, so the Rashbam explains, gomu shtabit belev sholem. Ushlichusa de orav ka'ovid malve ki'ilu hu atzmoi hilve. He becomes the leiva himself. That is, even though it's different Arav Kablan, but he says the tsura of Arvus is not where the Arav is an outside person saying that you know, if this happens, then I'll pay this. That's what Moshe, when a person bets on horses, that's real asmachta, because it's a type of thing that no one expects will happen, and it's a type of thing that there was no thing that was nikna. That's called asmachta. And arvus is not like that. I'm not saying if the person doesn't pay, then I will pay for him. But since he lends him the money, on my say-so, I become a little bit of a leiva. That's part of the Yisra Rashbam's. I want to explain the gevaldike nature of here. There's an oimek nifla here in the musig. Every balchai, everything in the bria, is a thing unto itself. It's metzias like that. Everything is a, and its perception like itself. Every animal in the bria cares about itself. It protects itself. It looks for food. It looks to enjoy itself. And again, our understanding is, like we said many times, even when an animal does something for its babies or whatever it is, it's an instinct. It hurts it not to see its baby hungry, or there's some urge that forced it to feed the baby. That's its metzias. But zehu, the koyach of das in Adam. Adam is a tzelem alekim. And the Nefesh HaChayim explains tzelem alekim and not tzelem havaya. It's dafka tzelem alekim. So he says because a person resembles alekim dafka, not havaya, not yudkei vavkei. The Rosh Chaim explains it in terms that because Yudkei Vovke is above, it's not shaykh to say anybody is doimah to Yudkei Vovke. Yudkei Vovke is not shaykh a dimyatim. And the Meila, other Meshaykh only tzal malikim, that is a koyach that's meniyah de bria. There's another knach on the other side. As far as the Shem of Yudkei Vovke goes, it is not affected by anything in the bria. It doesn't carry the bria. Im chatosa ma sisali, the imetafta ma titanli, there is nothing in the bria that affects the Shem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shem ha'batzim atzmusay is totally above the bria, and the bria does not need, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, kaviyach, doesn't need the bria in any sense of the word. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an hoga called Elikim. Reishis bar Elikim, es ha'shmai mesaretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stelled zich zu to the bria. Tnu oiz l'Elikim. If a person does a mitzvah, the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Elikim becomes stronger. That hoga becomes better, more hatava, and so on. If a person does Averis, Suri Lorecha Teshi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes weak in Kaviyachol. Again, it's the Pechina of Elikim, in as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shaykh to the Bria. So Elikim means that there's an Hogin HaKadosh Baruch Hu that allowed himself to become, that the Bria becomes associated with him. That is the Musig of Elikim. And a person is B'Tselem Elikim. He's the only Bria that can assume the concern of something else, and thereby it becomes part of himself. A person has the Koyach, and the Moral speaks about a lot of places, a person is Ma'achad the Bria. A person is Koyled the entire Bria. Nefesh HaChaim also is a lot on a different angle, but with the same insight. The Koyach that something else become my all is called arvis. The word arv means to blend together, to mix together. Everything in the bria, when we speak of an animal having some sort of consciousness, means it's aware of itself. Fine. It's aware of itself. It runs away from anything that's painful and runs after things that it enjoys. But to assume responsibility for something else is something that is completely not shy of an animal. It's devoid of it. That Adam has a Tzelem Elikim, that means that it becomes a chibur of the, it attaches the bria onto its shoulders through arvis. And that's what the Rashbam says. The midah of arvis is not that I make a bet with you and say, if he doesn't pay, I'm going to pay. I become him. In other words, he becomes a yada richt of me, and his loan becomes my loan, and I become achroi for that. So the gilui of arvis in the bria is that in Adam, there's a koyach where an Adam can assume responsibility for another person, and then the other person becomes his charge. That is the metzias of arvis. There's a gemara. Let's take a look in Adam himself. Before we go to the world around him, let's take a look in Adam himself. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara Tzadik Aleph, famous Gemara, that Lasid Lavoi, the Guf and the Neshama can be Yecholim Lifters Atzum Min Adin. They could patter themselves from the Din. The Guf says, Miyoyim She, that I became, that I'm dead. You see that I lay in the grave, don't do any Averis whatsoever. It's, you know, fine, just sit there, no Averis, I'm a tzaddik. The Neshama says, Miyoyim dat shenistalakti min aguf, and Hareini pereach kitzipor, I fly like a bird, I'm pure, I'm holy, I don't do any Averis, the Neshama doesn't do any Averis. So Chazal, so what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? So Lamais, they pat themselves from din. I mean, go, who are you accusing? The guf is like a stone. No Averis. The Neshama is pure and holy and flying around the Gan Eden, no Averis. So where's the Averis? So it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be markiv the Neshama and the Guf, like a muscle, a famous muscle, a Chigur and a Suma, said it a few times, like there was a Shema once, a Bala Paradis once made a blind man and a lame man the Shema on his paradise, He figured the blind man won't see the fruit. The layman won't be able to get to him, so it'll be nishtamer. So what did they do? The blind man sat on top of... The layman sat... But Mamisha goes to the heart of the Nakuda. He says there are two separate dinim. It's not the same din. A goof does averis and it's responsible, and it does averis physically, and it's nether from the averis, and so on. He said that's the goof's world. A neshama never takes part of the averis. A neshama, it says, when a person is chayte, the neshama is mistalik from the person. It goes up. And it doesn't want to have anything to do with the person. And that's why you can only harm the lower parts of the nefesh. And the higher parts of the neshama don't participate. The person loses that chayla. See, so he says the neshama comes, and that's the pshat, ein adam chayte lim ke nechas pei ruach shtus. There is a separation. The das and the das al yoyna of the neshama sort of disassociate themselves from the body. And then the body becomes a chayte. So he says the neshama patterns itself because I don't have anything to do with this body. It tries to disassociate itself from the body. In other words, the yachas of the neshama to the guf, what keeps the two tied together is achrayus, arevus, achrayus. That is the midah that is the midah that puts the guf on top of the neshama. So the neshama to the guf, it association is because the neshama has an achrayis for the guf, and when it tries to part itself, I mean, kitzipa perech is not, he's not trying to say how pure he is, but he's trying to say, I'm a free bird. I suffered with a guf, the guf was a lousy guf. Forget about it. I don't have anything to do with it anymore. That is the dialogue of the guf and neshama lazed lavi. Nimtzinu lemedim that the chibur within a person of neshama to guf is arevus, achrayus, and so on. That is the chibur of one to another. So we have the mida that makes achrayus is arvus, and das is the faculty. Das means not knowledge or seich. When we say a child is not a bar das, we say he's not responsible. A child cannot do anything in the world. He cannot make a kinyan. He can't sell. He can't. Only if das achas makna, I say. Somebody who's not a bar das does not have the tools to interact in the world. Because what associates a person with the metzias around him is called arevus, is called arvus. And the kli for arvus is das. Das is the perception of the world around him as relating to the person. And we mentioned a few times, a child, as smart as he is, will a lot of times find it hard to read a newspaper and think about foreign countries. It just, he has his own metzias. Within his own metzias, he's very quick, very sharp, very smart. The broader sense of things is lost on him. So the das is the place when das is chal. That's where you have achrayus. That's where you have arvus. That's and that's the middle. So the das adam is the tzelem alekim that gives the entire bria on the shoulders of the person. And that's why the middle of arevus was nizgale matan Torah dafka. Because when there was das elyon was given to the Torah's das, and when das came to the world, that's where the musig of achrayus, the responsibility, and so on, fell on the person. That's what the Masil Shara means. That when a person, he's not talking about motivating a person; he's trying to understand what is the focus for the person. So the first level of Das is the neshama caring for its guf, or for itself. But then he says, the tchayvus ha'adam v'ilamay, an adam being with Das, means that just like he's responsible for himself, he's responsible for anything that goes on about him. It's the tachlis ha'adam in the Bria is to be b'tzelem alekim. It's to be in nefesh chaya, like the Mishchaim says, he's supposed to be the koyach hachiyus of the entire Bria, means that the responsibility for the entire Bria rests on the person. And it goes in dargis. Every person's neshama is responsible for his guf. The melech, the koyach of malchus in klal Yisrael is the achrayus of the klal on the person. It malchus is primarily the koyach of achrayus of everything on me. If something is wrong, I'm responsible for it. So the darga of malchus is where the thing itself becomes me. What's ma'achet klal Yisrael is that there's one person klal Yisrael that anything a klal Yisrael does is his achrayis, and b'meila the koyach of malchus is the koyach of achrayis. Let's even go step by step in a person. So when a person is not a bar das, he has no achrayis. He's not achroy for his maisim, and his neshama has no achrayis for his guf. That's a cotton. When a person gets older, so he becomes a bar das, and then he becomes an achroy, and he's responsible for his guf. What the guf does, the fact that the stomach wants to eat something, and it's not healthy for him, so the neshama has the achrayis to put its foot down and say, it's not good for you. When a person gets older and he gets married, it's something we're not misbehaving enough. I mean, people who don't know anything, when they hear the Ksuba being read beautifully, and they think it's a tremendous formula for who knows, beautiful poetry. I was once at a Sfari Chas, I don't know if it's, everyone does it, but they have a lot more flowery language in the beginning of the Ksuba, so the person who read it beautifully, he sang it and read it beautifully. Then when he got to the part about paying and stuff like that, he just said the chulu, and he went down to the Edom. That was the, and it seemed it was natural. No, it's a marriage context, speaker. The ksuba says, I am achrayiv, I'm achroy to support my wife. That is the ksuba. And it's not just, you know, it's like one of the things in marriage. Somebody's got to make a living. Okay, it's the husband's supporting wife. The godless of Nisuin is, every person is born caring about his own stomach, and feeding himself is his responsibility. That is the Yisayda Adam. The fact that a person moves forward a darga, and he takes on himself the achrayis of another person, from today until Zvula Basraisa, the other person's hunger, my wife, and the children as long as I have a chiyuv, are my achrayis, is where the person grows tremendously. In other words, it's not just another Maila Toiva, it's the midah of Atzmi, of the Adam Be'etzim. That is the midah of Adam, is to take on Achrayis. So when the person took on Achrayis, it's the first big step in taking on Achrayis for someone else. And then, when a person is Zeichet to Malchus, in whatever diagram it is, then Malchus becomes the Achrayis of a huge Sibur on my Tefayim. That is that drug of Arvus and Malchus. And that's why Yehuda, when the Yehuda's midah was, it says in the Zohar that the eruvin that he gave to the Zoyna, the eruvin that he gave to the Zoyna was psilim and chaysemes, and the makal and the psilim and chaysemes. So it says that those in Yonim were the levushim malchus. In other words, the arvus, listen carefully, the arvus was the levushim malchus. Hainuhach, it was the first person to give an Eruvin, to understand that it's Shayach, that I give my Chosemis some, that it becomes my charge and my Chiv, it is Yehuda. He was the first one to bring, and it was that the pasuk brings out the musik of a ravid, and those a ravid, the Zohar says, were levushi malchus. Malchus has a mata, a malchus has a levush of tchelus, which was the tzitzis, and he has a chaysemus of malchus, ksava melech, the chaysem of melech. Those are the inyani malchus. So the pshat is Yehuda that had a ravid in levushi malchus. Another fascinating is Chazal that Yud. It says that Yehuda was not. He was not. He was a tremendous tzaddik. So, Bereshis Rabba, the Chazal right over there, and it says that he was a tremendous tzaddik, and he wouldn't have thought of doing the avera. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him down the Malach of Taiva to induce him, and so it says the Malach of Taiva came down to Yehuda, and to do the avera, and that's why it says Chazal Firois that it says tzadkim many balkorchi hayadava. I did it balkorcha. In other words, it was a taiva that he couldn't withstand. But what was the substance of the taiva? The substance of the taiva was, it says, the Malach of Taiva came down and said, Yehuda, melochim me'ayin yetzu, gedoylem ayin yetzu. What do you mean you're passing her up? David HaMelech has to come out of her. The manhiga makars have to come out of her. What do you mean she's not for you? I mean, the taiva, so it, technically it was taka ma'isa veira, but what was the taiva? The taiva was, this is Malach HaMemuna al Taiva came to Yehuda and said, Melochim Ayin Yetzu, Gdoilam Eichin Yetzu. If you're not going to be Mezana with her, Klaizel doesn't have Malchus, doesn't have this. So the Tain itself, halachically, was wrong, and he should have said no. But there was the Koyach HaTaiva of Yehuda was Amen Achroi, and even if it means, like just like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he said him Ayin Mechenin HaMisifrach, he was willing to be Menuda from both worlds for Klaizel's sake. The same thing Yehuda said, It was a wrong shikla das objectively, but the koyach ha-taiva was, I have to assume responsibility for Kaisel. And if it's important for Kaisel, I have to do it, even if I'm going to suffer for it. And that was the pshat, I think, in the psukim. His kasha was, and it was, you can, Iboyle, if you want, you can look at it as a halachic teretz, you can look at it as a teichendik teretz. I mean, Binyamin was the ganav, and he's taken as an evit. Fatik, what do you mean take me instead? You go to the loiva first, and then you go to the Arev. There's no, what's the justice of the, so he said, Kanecher Vena means that taking him is taking me. It's the same thing. I mean, an Arev is like the Rashbam says, even an Arev is not an Arev Kablin. And again, the Gemara says, Lamaisa, he was an Arev Kablin. But the Pshat, the Arevus of Yehuda was that my Metzias is only as much as I carry responsibility for the other person's Metzias. And if I don't carry responsibility for the other person's Metzias, then it's a, you know, I'm not, I have no makom. I'm the loiva. It's an inyan that anybody who has any, I mean, the Gemara says that Parosa Shabbalez used to go out with a thread on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, and which was wrong, was also. So Gemara says, Parasa Rebeloza, Chas Hashem? No, it was a Neib and it wasn't Meicha. So why call it Parasa Rebeloza? So he answered, because he should have been Meicha, and if he didn't Meicha, then it's like him. We always inherit like him. You know, so it's like him, the Pasuk is like him. No, it's Parasa Rebeloza. Anything that has some Kesha with me, anything that has some Shaykhs with me, is my responsibility. I can't say, well, it's not me. If I have a shaykhus to it, it's mine. It's me, and I have that achrayus. And a person who is that dag of being an achroy, then that's the metzias. That's his metzias. And it's parasa rebeloza. It is taka parasa rebeloza. The fact that it wasn't born as cow, the fact that he didn't own it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezamen it in my sphere of influence. And anything in my sphere of influence is my achrayus. Anybody who's one step past worrying about himself, I mean, has to understand that anything in his surrounding is an achrayus to him. I don't mean, and let me, on a practical sense, if you come over to somebody and say, don't do this, with the attitude, because I'm responsible for anything around me, you're doing something bad, don't do it, he will usually get, you know, he'll either get hit or it's certainly not an effective means if you let the other person know that he's your charge. When you tell somebody else that I feel myself responsible for you, it's very condescending. And it's usually, there are plenty of people with midas ruas that are responsible for everything around them. And their way of their way of expressing the Midas Ros is by kriching everybody else's business. So you need a lot of pikchus in how to motivate someone else. But the idea that something is not my responsibility, it's my responsibility. Someone told me, you know, everybody looks at the Mir Yeshiva L'Mashal, that it's, you know, it's so big, it's so wonderful, it's Zecher, such a tremendous Hatzlacha. Another Gadol was telling me recently, he was in Eretz Yisrael in, I guess it must have been in the early 60s. He was learning in Eretz Yisrael, he was an American Bacha, and Reb Leiz Yudel called him once, so he was by Reb Leiz Yudel. Reb Yudel was in his late 90s, it was not in the late 90s, it was early 90s, it was 93, 94 at the time. It was, and he had ran a huge yeshiva in Chutz Laaretz. It was wiped out. The people stayed, but Akapanim was destroyed, the yeshiva resettled, and he was struggling to put up the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. There was no bachim yet, there was no building, there was a building, and they were building a little more. Everything was a hassle. So he calls in this American, and he tells him, you know, he said, would you know where I could borrow some money? So he said, why, what? So he said, because, you know, I've been trying to, there was from Sfari Bachim in Yeshiva. I see that our derech just doesn't reach them. They don't do well with that. So the eitz is to make a special yeshiva for them with, in a way that'll fit their schnit, that'll do that. And I need money to start a Sfari Yeshiva. And he was astounded. I mean, he was someone in his 90s, frail. He had enough to worry about his own work. What's his, and this person told me, is Adam Chashev, Adam Gadol. He told me that it was a sense of achrayus. It's his. If he's there under his nose, if he knows about it, then he's achroy for it. The malchus, you know, people look around and see the malchus of a huge place. The malchus of a huge place starts because the person is a neicher vena. If I know about it, I'm responsible for it. What do you mean? When my father was nifta, a lot of people came with all sorts of maises where he was standing next to a person who lost money, and somehow he managed to get money to him. And people interpreted it sort of as chesed type of thing. Chesed, that you know, within the range of chesed and tzidkes of that sort. In as much as I was close, you know, as much as I remember, my shver's primary meter was achrayis. If I know about it, it's too late. Then I'm responsible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't put someone who lost something in my dalaramis for no reason. So I'm responsible. So try this, try that, try the other thing. At the minute, I mean, he would avoid knowing about things because if something, the minute something became known, then he was not a ben chayon anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, the neshama can't patter itself by saying, I'm a tzipa pereach. A person's itzelam alakim is his sense of achrayis. And everything is achrayis. And what measures a person's godless is the difference between an Adam Gadol and an Adam Katan. Every person is himself. You become Gadol because a lot more things become yours. A Melech is a Gadol because all the clients will rest on his shoulders. So the midah of Arvus is what makes a person a person. It's what makes a person a bardas, is that the neshama sheboy feels responsible for the guf sheboy. It's that his maisim, he doesn't just do something and run off. He feels his maisim, he feels are his achrayis, and the person is if he did something wrong, he stands up for it. He's moida. The midah of Yudah says he was hoidav loy boish. Hoidav loy boish is a midah of achrayis. The person says, I take responsibility for it. I did something wrong. I stand up and say, I did it wrong, and I'm responsible, and I'll pay the price for it. I remind myself of another mice. Just pushing to see what godless is. There was a tkufa in the beginning when my father, this was before he was Rosh Hashiva yet, there was a hard tkufa in Eretz Yisrael where you weren't allowed to keep too much food, and money was very tight. The government controlled it terribly. It was the first few years after that. And my father-in-law did a lot of the legwork for the yeshiva in keeping storage of food in different places and money and so on. What they needed, kids, either it was killed, whatever happened, someone found out about it, and the government impounded it. And my mother told me this. He came home, my father, and he said, from this day, he was devastated. It was a large amount of money. I mean, he was the one, it was in his chus that it was there in the first place. But He told my mother, he said, from today on till the day we die, every single penny that we have is going to pay up those storages of food. And he said, we'll never ever have a penny in our lives. His responsibility was a grommet, a grommet, a grommet, maybe. But the word is, it's a sign of a person's scope of godless is not how many wonderful things he does. How many wonderful things he does is Siyata Deshmaya. The wonderful things he does comes from the sense of achrayus. If there is somebody around me that I know that needs something, I'm achray. And every person, not everybody is zeichet to be achray on a large scope, but it, in smaller things, in people around you, people next to you, again, I want to reemphasize, if you go to a person and tell them, okay, I feel myself superior to you, responsible for you, it's a surefire way to backfire on you. It's the wrong way to do it. But that a person does it bechachma, but a person, it feels, fartik, I'm an achroi, anoiche arveno, a majority vakshena is, it's a tremendous price, and it's the godless Adam. That's what makes the person into a gadol. It's what makes the person into a baal mishpacha. What makes the person into a malchus. And this is the tzel melekim of the muzad. Charles.